It never fails. It never fails. I listen to the divine within, and it never fails. It never fails. So often, we're tempted to not listen to the divine within. The divine within is our first thought, you know. And so often we're tempted not to listen to the divine within, and when we don't listen to the divine within, we don't get the results that we would like to have. We don't get the experiences that we'd like to have. We don't get the happiness we'd like to have. We don't get all of the joy we'd like to have, because it never fails. If I listen to the divine within, I get all the joy, all the happiness, all the peace, all the magnificence that I could ever desire in my life, because that's who I am, and that's all I am. It never fails. Isn't it wonderful to live in a world where something never fails? Yes. Where something is always going on being beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. Where something is always fulfilling us in every possible way. Yes, it is beautiful. And it never fails as I listen to the divine within. Now, the divine within is my first thought. And I say, should I go to the movies? And the divine within tells me instantly, yes, that'd be fun. Naturally, there's going to be the perfect movie for me to see. Naturally, I'm going to have the road free and clear before me to drive to the movies. Naturally, everything is going to be fantastic. Naturally, I'm going to find miracles by the dozens along the way, because it never fails. I am the only one who sets up the program for my life. I am the only one that sets up anything that goes on in my world, because I listen within. And when I listen within, I always hear the right thing. I always hear the right idea. Should I say this to that person? And if the voice within says, I wouldn't do that, then don't. If the voice within says, yes, that's a lovely thing to say, and they are ready to hear it. They are ready to hear that wonderful thing from you. And then you say it. I listen to the divine within, and the divine within never fails me. How often do you listen to the voice within and receive an answer, and it never fails? And it's the right answer. It's always the right answer, because it never fails. It never fails. We have often listened to the world around us. We listen to the television, the radio, and we believe the things that they say. We listen to all of the news broadcasts, and we say, oh, isn't that exciting, or isn't that terrible, or isn't that grand? And the greatest reporter, the greatest news station, the greatest information source we could ever have is to listen to the divine within us. And as we listen to the divine within us, what happens? As we listen to the divine within us, what happens? What happens as we listen to the divine within us is we feel good. We feel wonderful. We feel happy. We feel content. We feel fulfilled. As we listen to the divine within us, the answer is always there, and it never fails us. The answer is always there, and it's always giving to us all of the information, all of the knowledge, all of the joy, all of the harmony, all of the peace, everything we could ever desire. It gives it to us, yes. And it says, it is done now. It is done now. It never fails. It is done now when I listen to the divine within. Now, can I train myself to consistently listen to the divine within? And I train myself to consistently listen to the divine within when I follow what my inner self tells me to do. Hey, back off there. That's not necessary. Hey, sing those songs. You're great. Hey, everything is wonderful. Everything is fantastic. Hey, isn't life wonderful? Yes, oh boy, oh boy. And you see, you sort of giggle inside yourself. You sort of feel wonderful inside yourself. When you listen to the divine within, it is sort of a yes, 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 yes. And you don't doubt. You don't say, now, should I do that or shouldn't I? There's no doubt about it. You know what to do. When you listen to the divine within, it says to you, do this. It says to you, this is wonderful. It says to you, dream your wildest, craziest, most wonderful dream, and watch that that's your reality. Yes. You say, Bill Gates is a multi-billionaire. Oh, what, how wonderful that is. Yeah, that's great. All right, stop thinking about Bill Gates being a wonderful billionaire and think about yourself being independently wealthy. Do you really believe you're independently wealthy? Do you really think you're independently wealthy? Well, the divine within you thinks so. The divine within you is that unlimited source of all, that unlimited source of all that is, and it is there right now in you, in me, in us. And all we do is call it forth. It never fails. When I listen to the divine within, and the divine within says, it's a glorious day. Ho, ho. You can be sure it's a glorious day. If I listen to the divine within, and the divine within says, I am independently wealthy, it is so. Every morning, all of us gather in a big circle in the monastery, and we snuggle each other in our arms, all in one, and we say, Om. Om, om, om. It's just sort of a mellowing thing, and we're listening to the divine within. And then we say seven times, I like me, 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 I like me. And oh, we feel so good, we tingle inside. Yes, we listen to the divine within. And we say, I like me. I'm independently wealthy. All is in divine order. Right now. And we give each other a great big kiss. Right on the lips. And we say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And what do? When we say that? We say that the God in us loves the God in them. The divine in us loves the divine in them. The divine in us is overwhelmingly flowing out and blossoming all the world and saying, I like you, I like you, I like you. And it's fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Repeating these things every morning to yourself alone or with your spouse or your family or just whoever. But it's for you that you're saying this and you're saying, Om, 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 Om. I like me, 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 I like me. I'm independently wealthy. I love you, I love you, I love you. All is in divine order. Saying that every single day. Saying that whenever you think about it. Saying that while you're driving along in the car, saying that under all circumstances, you train yourself to listen to the divine within, and it never fails. You train yourself to listen to the divine within as it guides you to accomplish all the glorious things that you are and all the glorious things that are standing forth unnoticed by you, but there in your world waiting to be revealed, waiting for you to say, yes, and so it is. Claim it, name it, enjoy it today. It's yours, and don't ever forget. It's up to you to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. It's up to you to say, I'm independently wealthy. It's up to you to say, I love you. It's up to you to say, all is in divine order. And then, as you say that, you're listening to the divine within, and it never fails. You're wonderful. Have a lovely day, and I know the divine in you is like the divine in me, being itself and having fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.